The New Jersey Council of the Blind Chronicle, April 2011. We thank AudioVision, the radio reading service of the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, for the use of their recording studio to produce the cassette and digital formats that are aired on AudioVision and our website, www.njcounciloftheblind.org. We thank AudioVision's John Hart and our webmaster David Casterline for their technical assistance. The Chronicle is read by Bob Lucas. For more information about AudioVision, call 1-800-792-8322 or visit their website at www.audiovision-nj.org. The NJ Chronicle is also available on Newsline. For more information about Newsline, call Bill Doherty at 1-800-792-8322, extension 810. The New Jersey Council of the Blind's mission is to strive for the betterment of the blind and visually impaired community. The purpose of this publication is to provide a forum for the free exchange of ideas, opinions, and information that concern blind and visually impaired people. The New Jersey Council of the Blind, NJCB, is a 501c3 corporation, and all gifts are tax-deductible. Tax-deductible donations should be sent to the treasurer of NJCB. 4 quarterly newsletters are sent to members free of charge in either large print, audio cassette, or email. Non-members may request the NJCB Chronicle by email, and for an annual donation of $5 may receive copies in large print or cassette. In order to make the Chronicle better, we need and appreciate information from our chapters, from individuals, and from agencies and other outside groups and organizations which serve the blind and visually impaired. Articles to be included in the NJCB Chronicle, requests for copies of the newsletter or membership information should be sent to NJCB, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. They may also be emailed to njcounciloftheblind@verizon.net or phoned to 609-882-2446. All information must be received by June 1st to be included in the next issue of the Chronicle. You may obtain the current and back issues of the Chronicle and other information from our website at www.njcounciloftheblind.org. The NJCB officers are President John Vernon, 447 Bellevue Avenue, Apartment 7I, Trenton, New Jersey, 08618, 609-392-3674. First Vice President Frank Schack, 973-595-0116. Second Vice President Joyce Soa, 732-596-9675. Secretary Audley Lucas, 609-882-2446, and Treasurer Bob Lucas, 609-882-2446, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. Meeting Notice. The quarterly meeting of NJCB, scheduled for April 16, 2011, at the Hamilton Public Library, has been canceled. See the President's message for more details. End of article. President's message. Hi all. It is March 7th as I write this message. The weather seems to have broken every other day. One day the high will be in the 50s, the next day the high will be in the low 30s. Such is the month of March in our part of the world. I hope that at least the snow is over for the year. We shall see. Spring training is well underway, and the regular baseball season begins in April. Optimism is thus the sign of our time. This quarter has indeed been a busy one for the NJCB. Audley and Bob Lucas and I attended the annual mid-year president's meeting of American Council of the Blind in Arlington, Virginia, on February 25th, 26th, and 27th. We had a good time renewing acquaintances with old friends and meeting new ones. The weekend agenda was as follows. Friday night, we attended the Board of Publications meeting. The first Saturday topic was convention-based and leadership training initiative. A speaker at our luncheon was Eric Bridges, the ACB Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs. Eric chronicled the events and process that led to the passing of two important pieces of legislation in 2010. The legislation signed into law was the 21st Century Telecommunications Act and the Pedestrian Safety Act. The remaining Saturday topics were implementing ACB's management database program, online state convention registration, ACB's Voting Rights Task Force, the Braille Forum, After Cassettes, recruiting and involvement of new leadership and younger members in your affiliate, resources and money matters, current resources. The Sunday topics were comments on the Department of Justice advance notice of rulemaking, encouraging leadership, getting your members to run for office, and finally, dialogue with the President, Mitch Pomerantz, and Executive Director, Melanie Brunson. Obviously, I do not have room here to describe each section. Oddly, Bob and I will hold a panel discussion of this meeting at our next quarterly meeting at Camp Happiness in July. Here, you will gain more information and have an opportunity to ask questions. Did I say our next quarterly meeting in July? Yes, that is correct. The April quarterly meeting of NJCB has been canceled. We already knew that a number of members would not be able to make this meeting planned for April 16th in Hamilton Township. Then we learned that the Lions Club dance was going to be held that same evening. This would reduce the number coming even more. It became questionable whether a quorum would be able to assemble. Therefore, we decided to cancel the April meeting. Our Constitution requires only 3 quarterly meetings, so we will still be in compliance with our Constitution. I was involved in a conference call with Vito DeSantis, the Executive Director of the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, 2 weeks ago. The subject of this call was the $1.5 million cut in the next fiscal year budget for the Commission, which begins in August. This cut will eliminate all 20 positions of contracted teachers of the visually impaired who work 10 months a year. This will leave the 41 teachers who work 12 months a year to serve the needs of all school-aged blind and visually impaired children in the Garden State. This will obviously have a negative impact on these students. Vito has since called for a meeting at the Talking Book and Braille Center on March 30th with the same individuals involved in the conference call. I will keep you abreast on further developments after this meeting. I look forward to meeting with everyone at our next quarterly meeting at NJCB at Camp Happiness on July 16th. All the best, John Vernon, President, New Jersey Council of the Blind. And that's the end of that article. The Elks invite you. The Trenton Elks again invite any blind person in New Jersey and a guest to a dinner on Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. to their hall at 42 Decoux Avenue in West Trenton. There's no charge for this event, as in free. They are gracious hosts and serve a delicious dinner. Music will be provided by Stan Partica. We will eat, sing, and dance, just have an all-around good time. It's as much fun as a wedding reception. Don't miss it. It is one of the highlights of the year. Date, Sunday, May 15th, 2011. Time, 1 to 4 p.m. Place, Trenton Elks Lodge, 42 Decoux Avenue in West Trenton. The cross street is Parkway Avenue, 609-771-0105. Make your reservations by phoning Bob Rindt at 609-912-0657 by May 5th. Directions, from the north. Take Route 31 South, turn right onto Route 95 South, 1 mile south of the Pennington Circle. Get off at Exit 2, turning right toward West Trenton. Turn left at the second traffic light, West Upper Ferry Road. Turn right onto Decoux Avenue, where the road bends right. If you go under the railroad overpass, you've gone too far. The Elks Lodge is on the left, where Decoux Avenue bends to the right. Or take Route 1 South and take Route 95 south after passing the Mercer Mall on the right and Quaker Bridge Mall on the left. Get off at Exit 2 and follow the above directions. From the east, take Route 195 west to Route 295 north, which becomes Route 95 south. Get off at Exit 2 and follow the above directions. From the south, take Route 206, Route 130, or Route 295 or Turnpike North to Bordentown. Pick up Route 295 North, which becomes Route 95 South. Get off at exit 2 and follow the above directions. Have a safe trip, and we hope to see you there. End of article. American Council of the Blind commends the President for signing the pedestrian safety legislation. Washington, January 5, 2011. Late yesterday, President Obama signed S-841, the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act. This new law will provide blind, visually impaired, and other pedestrians greater security when traveling in close proximity to hybrid or electric vehicles. The legislation will require the U.S. Department of Transportation to begin writing standards that would set requirements for an alert sound that allows blind and other pedestrians to reasonably detect a nearby electric or hybrid vehicle. It also requires that those rules be finalized within 3 years. And that's the end of that article. The Talking Book and Braille Center is coming to a library near you. Check to see if your local library has an outspoken kiosk. The New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, TBBC, recently announced the fall 2010 rollout of the Outspoken Library. Over 40 freestanding Outspoken Library computer kiosks are being delivered to participating public libraries across New Jersey. The goal is to give every New Jersey public library patron an opportunity to learn about and explore the Talking Book and Braille Center's free library programs that are available to anyone who cannot read a standard print book. Each Outspoken Library kiosk has live links to services administered through TBBC, such as TBBC's very own AudioVision newspaper reading service and the National Federation of the Blind's Newsline, with over 300 newspapers, magazines, and wire services. Access to the Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, site is also available. BARD currently provides over 18,000 digital books for download, which can be played on a TBBC-issued digital talking book player. A sample collection of digital talking books for copying by registered TBBC customers is also available. Video demonstrations and instructions on how to do a BARD download are also found on each Outspoken Library kiosk. The kiosks are not equipped with accessible software. The kiosks are designed primarily to be used by librarians promoting the service to people who don't know about TBBC's free service, and by caregivers of TBBC customers who may have difficulty getting to the library. However, if you are a TBBC customer without home internet access, the local librarian can assist you in setting up a BARD account and downloading TBBC's digital talking books at your local library. To learn if your local library has this program, check the TBBC website at njsltbbc.org/outspoken-library or call 1-800-792-8322. And that's the end of that article. Cooking and shopping made easier and healthier for blind Americans. Posted by Kareem Dale, Special Assistant to the President in the White House Office of Public Engagement on February 16, 2011. For millions of blind or visually impaired Americans, reading the nutrition information and cooking directions printed on the boxes, cans, jars, bottles, and bags at the grocery store has been all but impossible. At least it was before the launch of Directions for Me last month. Directions for Me is an accessible and user-friendly website that contains nutritional and product information for over 350,000 foods and appliances. Created by Horizons for the Blind, Directions for Me is helping millions of Americans like me to plan healthy menus, cook at home, and pay attention to the foods we consume. Thanks to Directions for Me, blind grocery shoppers can now plan their trips by carefully selecting foods and brands whose nutrition information they have read and compared. And that's the end of that article. Clinical Research Study Recruitment. Blind individuals with no light perception needed. A local doctor is conducting research to evaluate a new investigational treatment for insomnia and daytime sleepiness in individuals who are totally blind. Individuals may qualify who are between the 18 and 75 years of age, are blind with no light perception, have trouble sleeping at night, or experience daytime sleepiness. Participants will be compensated for their time and effort and will receive study medication and study-related medical evaluation at no cost. For more information, call 1-888-389-7033 Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. End of article. Cobra Screen Reader now available through Bay Area Digital. Bay Area Digital is pleased to announce the availability of the acclaimed Cobra Screen Reader as a new product offering from the company. Written by Baum Retech AG of Germany, this is a full-function screen reader product. Baum has over 25 years of experience in writing screen reading software for Windows operating systems. Cobra simplifies working with Windows 7, Vista, or Windows XP for blind and visually impaired computer users. Cobra incorporates all standard functions of a modern screen reader in an environment also guaranteed for the future. For more information, contact Bay Area Digital, 888-881-1998 or area code 415-217-6667. Also, you can purchase the product from their website at www.bayareadigital.us. Their address is Bay Area Digital, 870 Market Street, number 653, San Francisco, California, 94102. And that's the end of that article. Shopping at Meijer just got easier. The Grand Rapids, Michigan-based retailer, with 12 local superstores, has launched a grocery delivery service available in all 50 states and internationally. You may place orders for any one of 5,000 items at www.meijer.com. Tack on shipping fees of $7.95 and up, and items will typically hit doorsteps within 2 to 4 days. Their website offers non-perishable national and Meijer brand items, as well as baby supplies, pet food, cleaning supplies, laundry products, and health and beauty items. About 3,000 items are individual sized, and the rest are multi-pack or bulk. The grocer will offer a 10% discount on orders of $100 or more for a limited time. Customers can enter the promo code GROCERY at checkout to get the discount. And that's the end of that article. Used cassettes. If you have old used cassettes and want to have them put to good use, instead of throwing them away, send them Free Matter for the Blind to Care Ministries, 205 Jefferson Street, Suite B, Starkville, Mississippi, 39759. For more information, call them at 800-336-2232. End of article. Audio description at NJ PAC. New Jersey Performing Arts Center, NJ PAC, offers audio description services for Saturday matinee performances of each NJ PAC Broadway series production for the benefit of our patrons who are blind or visually impaired. Trained audio describers provide a live, objective, and succinct description of the action and visual elements of the play heard by participating patrons through an earpiece attached to a pocket-sized FM radio. Upcoming performances include Monty Python's Spamalot, Saturday, April 2nd at 2 p.m., Prudential Hall. Winner of the 2005 Tony Award for Best Musical, Monty Python's Spamalot is the outrageous musical comedy lovingly ripped off from the big-screen comedy classic Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Tickets range from $24 to $100. A chorus line. Saturday, April 30th at 2 p.m., Prudential Hall. The original Singular Sensation is back in this new production of Michael Bennett's musical theater masterpiece. Tickets range from $24 to $100. Networks presents Disney's Beauty and the Beast, Saturday, June 25th at 2 p.m., Prudential Hall. Disney's magical Beauty and the Beast was a phenomenal success on Broadway, and now it makes its NJPAC debut. Tickets range from $24 to $100. Tickets are available by telephone at 1-888-GO-NJPAC. The numbers are 1-888-466-5722. Please note that you are requesting audio description services when you purchase your tickets. Paula Saha, Manager, Public and Media Relations, New Jersey Performing Arts Center, 1 Center Street, Newark, New Jersey, 07102. The phone is 973-297-5834. The email is psaha@njpac.org, and the website is www.njpac.org. And that's the end of that article. Chapter reports. Garden State Guide Dog Users. I'm writing this the same day our chapter had a teleconference call meeting. Most members were in attendance. We had a lively discussion about topics for a new dues structure for our chapter. Bob Lucas and Bob Rindt will review different options and get back with recommendations to the membership. Thank you both, gentlemen treasurers. Jean Canella reported on information she received from Ginger Kutch on the current bills regarding dog attacks in New Jersey. We will continue to follow these bills. We thank Jean for her report. Vicki Curley has agreed to be the GSGDUI delegate at the ACB conference convention in Reno this July. The dog massage therapist was not available to be on the call this morning, and Vicki will check out her availability for our meeting in June. Vicki and her husband will be hosting the GSGDUI meeting on Saturday, June 11th. More details regarding this meeting is in the Mark Your Calendar column in this issue of the Chronicle. Our secretary, Susan Yoakum, is at Seeing Eye this month, and we are all anxious to hear from her and wish her much happiness and success with her new puppy. We thank Audley for graciously accepting the job of doing the minutes for the teleconference call meeting. Wishing all of you a very warm and happy spring, Lauren Casey, GSGDUI President. Mercer County Association of the Blind. Even though this has been a snowy winter, several of us have been enjoying trips to theaters. We traveled to Newark on January 29th to thoroughly enjoy the audio-described musical South Pacific at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. An article in this issue gives dates for three additional audio-described shows. On February 12th, we also attended a dinner theater at the Hundred and Hills Playhouse with great music and food. Pat Kay gave an informative presentation of the Native American flute at our February meeting. We're looking forward to attending the Elks Dinner Dance on May 15th. We have welcomed some new members and welcome any others who wish to join. New Jersey Blind Citizens Association, NJBCA. As we all know, there are hundreds of thousands of visually impaired residents in New Jersey seeking referrals, specific equipment, transportation services, and much more. Finding this information can be time-consuming and lead to dead ends as one calls organizations and government agencies, researches individual companies, or asks friends and family for guidance. To streamline this process so that assistance can be found faster and easier, we are proud to announce the 2010-2011 NJBCA Resource Directory for the Blind and Visually Impaired. We are now accepting company listings and ad submissions for the directory, which will be distributed throughout the state free of charge for the blind and visually impaired beginning in July. The directory will also be available on our website as an accessible PDF. To list your company's products or services or show your support through an ad, please contact Marissa Medina, Director of Development. Her contact information is marissa@njbca.org or 732-291-0878. Or you may download the appropriate forms from www.njbca.org. All proceeds benefit our educational and social support programs, and we will make this free publication possible. We are also proud to announce the expansion of our fitness program thanks to our new partnership with Studio V Health in Colts Neck. Thanks to Studio V's generous support, our clients have been invited to the gym twice per month for free yoga and spin classes. For questions about our fitness program or other programs, please contact Doug at 732-291-0878 or newjerseyblind@aol.com. And that's the end of that article. Mark your calendar. Saturday, April 16, 2011. The quarterly meeting of the New Jersey Council of the Blind has been canceled. For more details, see the President's message. Sunday, May 15, 2011. Elks Dinner Dance in Ewing from 1 to 4 p.m. Call Bob Rint at 609-912-0657 by May 5th for reservations. See prior article for details and directions. Saturday, June 4, 2011. The spring meeting of the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped at Grace Lutheran Church, 600 New Brunswick Avenue, Perth Amboy, 08861. The cross street is Convery Boulevard. The meeting is from 10 a.m. and is over at noon. Lunch is available at noon for $5. Saturday, June 11, 2011. GSGDU meeting from 10 a.m. to noon at the Curleys, 16 Green Farm Lane, Stockton, NJ, 08559. A picnic will follow. Call 609-397-3150 for directions and reservations. Saturday, July 16, 2011. NJCB quarterly meeting at Camp Happiness in Leonardo. See future issue for more information. Saturday, October 22, 2011. NJCB quarterly meeting at Grace Lutheran Church in Perth Amboy. Watch for details and future issues. And that's the end of that article. Note, disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this newsletter are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the New Jersey Council of the Blind officers and or members. The editor reserves the right to edit articles submitted for both space and content. End of article. And that's the end of the April 2011 New Jersey Chronicle.